Are we recording?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, we are. We're not live. This is pre-recorded.
What?
Like your mom's sex tape, pre-recorded.
Hey, somebody had to pay for me to drop out of college. I think she still watches this. Mom, that's Noob. He's the one that said it.
That's not Kevin.
Yeah, I fully support you doing live sex tapes, not the pre-recorded.
Your mother's a lovely woman. We went and had dinner that time, and I broke my phone, and it really put a damper on the rest of my night.
Yeah, we went to William's Seafood.
It was really good, though.
Yeah. Now they got that spot across the street, which is delicious, but word of warning.
Is that where we ate the other day when I was up there, up y'all's way?
If there's five or more people at your table, they throw in a 20% gratuity that they don't tell you about.
That's really?
Mm-hmm. You can do that, but that's your tip, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Well,
shocked in silence. What's the food? The food's always great.
The food was good. I'll say that.
We had like four nearby four-person tables.
I will say, I ordered a drink. Surprisingly, I ordered a drink while I was there, and just a gin and soda, and they brought me out a glass of gin with ice in it and a lime.
You know who didn't complain and drank the whole thing? The guy.
I didn't realize it about halfway through that. Wait a minute, this is just gin, but it was really good. But I told her not to bring me another one like that, though.
If I keep drinking, maybe I'll find the gin at the bottom.
Somewhere there's supposed to be gin.
It's hidden in the ice cube.
It was extremely heavy pour.
That was like a sit-down restaurant.
Have you not been to Bucky's yet?
No.
You sit down. They got a bar too. Which is good because the other cool bar in this place didn't pay its taxes and has been closed since January.
Mm. Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Walterboro could use the nice little place.
Well, now, if they want to tie one on, you got to go to the Mexican restaurant and order the massive Dos Equis, which, my bad.
That's never a bad plan, though.
We also lost our Popeyes.
We got Amber on tap.
What? The Popeyes multiple Popeyes?
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Bankruptcy? Like, I think 11 local Popeyes closed. Who owns 11 closed four of them. I can't remember the math.
I do like on the Walterboro word of mouth, there was a lot of comments like Popeyes is closed, and a lot of them were like, good. Everybody there fucking sucked and I got raw chicken.
You know what I think? I don't eat fast food a ton, but I do maybe weekly, every other week, go to a fast food place here in Walterboro. And I'm also on that Facebook group, the word of mouth, where they complain about these fast food places all the time. And I never have a problem, and I think it's because a lot of people in Walterboro are fucking assholes. Just going out on a limb here. If you get everywhere you go, you might be the shitty problem.
Also, if you're eating fast food, it's fast food.
No.
What were you expecting?
I don't expect that person in the window to be nice to me.
No.
All I expect is my food. That's all I want. I don't need to.
It can be nice or it can be good, but it can't be both.
Right? Not paying me enough to do both.
No.
Except for Chick-fil-A, but they're too. I don't go there because they're too nice. It's uncomfortable. I don't like them.
I go there because it's through the drive-thru in 5 minutes and it's across the street from my house.
No, that is a reason to go.
Yeah. You win by convenience.
That'll probably change because I don't think there's one anywhere near my new house. So,
no,
there one over there by you, Kevin?
Nope.
That's what I don't think there's the
closest one is Main Street.
The closest place to get chicken tenders was the Somerville High School cafeteria. So,
you are gonna. There is the Freeze. It used to be the Tasty.
It's Tasty Freeze. Shut up.
Tasty Freeze. Yeah, that's
it. But it's their food is good.
Yeah, I go there all the time.
I can tell from the side of the building there was some good greasy cooking going on in that place.
I can tell because I can see the guy who endorsed it. Like, Kevin looks like a man who enjoys a chicken finger. I mean,
who does it there?
I mean, I do too.
We got 18 chicken finger places in Goose Creek.
here's a hot tip. Like, if you're just desperate for a place that has pretty good food pretty consistently, your average like hospital cafeteria usually has good food.
Yeah, that's true. That's not that bad. It's definitely a lot better than what they bring to patients.
Yeah, definitely.
Here's 3 grains of salt and a speck of pepper for your bland. You got a bunch of
fussy ass doctors and nurses eating there, so
they do have. Yeah, I'll agree with that. They do have some good food at hospitals. Not that I want to be there eating it. But.
No. But you know, if you're desperate and you're near a hospital and you're hungry.
Well, I used to work in that industry more. I used to go, if I was at a hospital at lunch, I would definitely hit the cafeteria up because it was pretty good and usually fairly cheap. But
anybody watching Avatar?
The what?
The Netflix Avatar?
Not yet.
No, I haven't started it yet, but I know I'm going to watch it.
Is it the live action thing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'm digging it. Yet. Really digging it. I know the internet hates it, but the internet hates everything.
I think the internet likes to hate things, though.
Yeah.
Just in general.
Well, it's more fun to hate things.
Some of my favorite movies tend to be like, you know, like 25% rotten or whatever.
It was a point in time when I was still working at Voodoo that the bartender was dating this guy. And me and this bartender had a rapport. We liked a lot of the same shows. Mm-hmm. So closing, obviously they're dating, he was there a lot, and he was one of those, oh, that sucks, oh, that's overrated, with just about everything we brought up. And just one day I looked at him, I was like, dude, just, we're not talking to you anymore, you're like, you hate everything. Like, I know before you speak, if I mention a show, you're gonna hate it. So I just, you know, we could cut out the, we could save a lot of time here and just not talk about stuff.
All right. Did it work?
How'd that work out?
I don't know. He doesn't. I haven't seen him. They don't date anymore, I don't think.
And, they broke up after that.
Well, I mean, you think not sharing any interest in what you do at home at all would probably be a really good way to keep a relationship going for a long time.
What?
So we're looking for the stinky path?
Oh.
What?
I remembered.
He did remember.
Give me a hero point.
He did remember. Right. We are eyeballing the stinky path to head down now.
Eyeballing the stinky path.
Yeah, when we last left off, we were on the second level of the dungeon beneath Otari.
I remember that. It's just a weird way to say it, man.
Well, there was a stinky path, and instead of going further up the stinky path, you went to the light. And you fought the Cinder Rat, which is a really cool low level elemental. Shut up, Kevin. And
that low level, that thing hit like a truck.
No, it hit you like a truck
a couple times.
There were two other orbs. Your goblin did typical like Pathfinder 1 edition goblin things. I don't think goblins in 2e are as mischievous. Stupid.
Well, you see a fire rat come out of one. I was like, well, if there's something, I'm going to throw a rock.
Yeah, you see, threw a rock at the other one and broke it. Missed out on the cool bonus that Earth Elemental would have given you. Instead, you had to see the rock eater baby cry. And then your rogue or wizard, can't remember which one of y'all, tampered with the other one. And you all got the boon from the air elemental. And that's where we left off. Game unpaused.
All right. I'm excited to get back into this.
Oh, look, I can move. I can't move.
Yes, you can. You're basically, not to go all the way back through the dungeon, you have two options. You could go back and try and get through the activated trap room.
Go fuck yourself.
You can follow the stinky path to the north.
Stinky path.
I feel like we're being nudged in one direction.
No, you have options.
Hey, Ro, you want to get up here?
Yeah.
Want to get up in this stinky path?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Hey, can you remind us what our little bonus thing did.
Put your mouse.
It's on your character sheet.
Yeah, it's on the in the upper right hand corner. A little swirly.
You can fly for 40 feet, and if you're in the air, you fall, taking half distance. They fell.
Gotcha.
Legendary.
This blessing grants a special ability that the hero can use once within the next 24 hours. Once used, this blessing ends. By spending one action to call upon the wind, the hero can fly for their next action, moving up to 40 feet. They have to end the movement on solid ground. If they don't, they fall and take bludgeoning damage equal to half the distance they fell.
Ouch. All right, I'm checking for traps and sneaking along here. Do I find the source of the stench?
Upper lip.
The source of the stench.
The source of the stench.
You know that there's just a source of the stench is coming from further north up the way there. But you also hear, like a chittering. You've heard the kobold speak back and forth. This is a different sounding language, but there seems to be kind of muffled talking from up ahead, and the stench, every step you take closer to the north gets a little worse and a little worse.
What about every breath we take?
Remember, give yourself a -1 on the next 15 rolls for bringing up that stupid ass song.
You brought it up, technically.
It's in the rules. Hold on, just let me drag dumb song mentioned modifier to your character sheet.
I'd probably be at -50 if that were a real rule.
You got an easy like pass, Terrence, because most of the songs you referenced came up before any of us were alive, so we don't even know you're talking about music.
I know.
No. Oh, do you all remember this tune from 1937?
No. In my head, it's Mr. New Vegas.
Oh my god. Jeez.
So all right, guys. But no traps. You don't detect any traps.
All right. Well, I'm gonna keep moving forward unless anyone objects to it. A little bit out of time here.
Take the lead. I don't mind.
No rogue, go roguing.
You've got a torch lit.
Yeah.
Okay. So as you get up a little closer and your vision kind of opens up there, you can see that a lot of the walkway you've been in so far has been. It looks like it's been kind of chiseled out, but now the cave is turning into more of a natural cave as you take more steps further to the north.
Or as we call it, an earth colon.
But the stench is getting pretty powerful.
Stinky. Uh-oh.
I'll take my cloak and put it over my nose a little bit there to try to filter that a little bit.
So stop where you're at there.
Okay, I'm in the wall.
I need both you and Noob to give me a fortitude save.
A heal. What a heal.
19.
Versus poopiness?
Oh, that's good. I'm going to go with that one, too. I'll take that 19.
No, that's Noob. Noob got a 19.
I know. We're working together.
Make that a -2 for the next 15 rolls.
All right.
Oof. Oh, perfect. There you go.
I'm thinking that's not a 19.
That's not. That's an 8.
That's eight half total. Of 18.
A roll so powerful, it circled all the way around 20 to become a.
Chef Frog, as you pass in here, the stench, as soon as you pass that little narrow passageway, just gets really horrendous. But you, as a stinky goblin, are able to maintain. However, the rogue in front of you, he stumbles a little bit as he becomes sickened.
No.
Don't be proud of yourself there, Gabo.
Sickened is a condition that gives you a -1, because this is sickened 1. You take a -1 status penalty equal to this value on all your checks and DCs. And you can't willingly ingest anything, including elixirs and potions, while sickened. However, you can spend a single action retching in an attempt to recover, which lets you immediately attempt a fortitude save against the DC of the effect that made you sickened to begin with. So just as the sickened thing kind of hits you, you go to to Retch, but maybe you don't want to Retch. Because you can also see... I don't think anybody else can yet. No. Whoops, I forgot how to make them visible. Oh, there it is.
Whoop. Oh god, it's hideous.
You can see a strange, scaled, lizard-like creature sitting on the ground up ahead, and it's conversing with two other people. Even though your torch is lit, they don't seem to have noticed you enter the area yet. But if you start retching, that might change.
The stinky dragon.
Let's start the encounter.
Start retching, Gretchen.
Start retching, Gretchen. That's pretty good. Well, Toker, it says here in Foundry, there's no encounter.
Yeah, I have to start the encounter.
You have to unpause so we can do stuff.
Yeah, I will unpause after I start the encounter.
Take that, Toker, 23.
You can't do that yet. He has to wait till he starts the encounter.
He started it. He started the encounter. There's a Zuglath warrior. And a Zuglath warrior.
What?
And a Zuglath warrior.
How do you know it's a Zuglath warrior?
Oh, fuck you, Toker.
He's looking on the initiative chart.
I'm back to new actor again. That
sucks. Sorry, I haven't had time to look and see why that keeps happening.
It's better than being a bad actor, right?
Now I'm already there.
So on the GM side of this thing, Toker, does it have a cheat button?
For what?
Just for whatever. Just like it's the button that says cheat, and you can just put in whatever you want, like that warrior's initiative.
Yeah, I mean, I could not roll for anybody in the, where you can see it. He got a natural 20.
Oh, is that okay? Well,
but I've been very upfront about what my dice rolls on here.
Nah, you are.
I lied a lot for 3 years in the homebrew game, but that's because it was homebrew detritus. And
hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Even being sick,
I homebrewed a rule where cheating as the DM isn't cheating.
Wait on new actor 36 to roll his initiative.
I already did.
Did you? What'd you get?
Isn't that still a minus one though, Matt?
I got a 17.
Oh, you already has minus plus.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I rolled I normally have a 7 on that. And then, nat 20.
That's it.
Yeah, there I am.
I put it in for you.
Oh,
whatever. I don't know why I didn't. Whatever.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
That's you paid money for this program?
All right.
Very quietly tell the goblin what I'm seeing and tell him to quietly pass it along.
I quietly pass it along. Oh, we killed him. No, he's bad.
He's doing something. Are y'all seeing the where they can move?
I see two partial parts of him.
All I see is the part of the hall that I'm stuck in.
That might just be on my screen. When I go to highlight them, it shows me their move pattern.
Nah, all we see is... I don't see nothing. Cool.
Again. Okay. So, Let me see if he gets a perception. I'm doing a flat check. Percept. Just to see if he notices the light. And he does.
And he do
on a 19. So yeah, they were talking. You stumbled in. Maybe you did for just a second, and then that Zuglath warrior.
What's a Zuglath?
Wouldn't you? Yeah, like
the Zuglath. You can't afford it.
Are these like zoo pals? The plates with the animal faces on them.
Oh, I'll show you what they look like.
Oh, they're troglodytes.
There's the nerd in our group.
They're like Murlocs.
But that's what they look like. Any of their special abilities or things of that nature, you'll have to do a recall knowledge on. But I will say this for you, Terrence. It was they're reptilian humanoids,
Zuglaths,
and then in parentheses it goes, known as troglodytes to many surface dwellers.
I wonder what that
I am a surface dweller, so there you go.
You are indeed a surface dweller.
I will say he has an awfully long loincloth.
That's because he's hanging long.
Because he was sitting down, he has to spend an action to stand.
You think that's a tail behind him?
Are these guys just smelly? Troglodytes. They hate troglodytes.
They're funky, but not in the cool way.
Nah, you can't put down a sweet bass solo.
No. Nobody here plays bass at all.
Stand. Draw. And it moves. You see another one come into your view there. Matt and Chef. But I think that's all he can do is he stands from the ground, he draws a club and moves. Matt, okay. You're sickened. It is your go.
It's my go. So if I try to remove my sickened condition, then I'm going to alert the other two that I've stealth against, right?
One of them has just yelled and jumped up, so like they're going to know you're there at this point. But you can spend an action to retch. You can just keep that minus one for being sick. Retching only allows you to attempt the fortitude save again, so...
I'm going to douse my light, maybe. Yeah, I'll drop that torch.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, they probably see in the dark, though. Probably doesn't matter. Dropping that torch is a free action, right?
I think so.
Just dropping it, yeah. But then I'll try to barf.
Okay.
And I roll another fortitude save.
That's right.
And a minus one, though.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, big money. Let's see what happens.
That'll do it.
That will not do it.
All right.
Well, shit. All right. There's one of my actions.
You can do it again.
I got two
right?
left. Can I do it again?
Yeah.
I'll try it again.
I would say that you're attacking the vomit, so take your multiple attacks penalty. Your map.
That's
your
not
second
the way the game works.
It's right here.
Grappling the vomit.
Is having a finesse weapon?
Well, it's a finesse weapon. We'll go finesse. Depends. Are you doing one finger or two?
Agile, I think.
Ew. Yeah.
Definitely two.
Are you taking a bulimia action?
All right. So let's see. If I don't retch, then.
I mean, it's just a minus one. How much is a one, you know?
Three. A lot.
My one is pretty big in Pathfinder 2, apparently. The difference between a regular hit and a crit.
I can't see.
It's true.
Are you going to make me take another penalty on that if I try
no.
again? No. Oh, okay.
How does it feel?
I can't see
we don't know
you.
When you're being sarcastic, and that's how we feel when you do this.
Well, this is getting a lot better. Well, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to do it one more time. Hey,
I'm
consistent.
So,
9-10.
Matt spends a full round retching. And,
I feel sick.
Chef Rod makes it a point to run past the vomit and do something.
Yeah, he's going to... Wrong button.
What vomit? He can't get it up. He's failing at puking.
So I'm going to move him to... Move. Ooh, there's a whole lot of them boys. Can I see them from here?
There's three.
If your character can see them, then you can see them.
So
there's three. I told you that.
We'll go here. Action, draw a bottle of oil. Action, throw thing of oil.
Okay.
Which is just a... I'm not drawing my cross, I'm just using it for the roll. 14 to hit the middle guy.
14
or I guess
is a miss.
So Does it hit the square beneath him and bust, or it's like a 50-50? I gotta read this thing again.
Please.
I was just gonna shoot my crossbow. I was like, ooh, but I could do something different. Royal. If you hit, it splatters the creature. Oh, it's just a DC. Oh, fuck, I'm reading it wrong. If you hit, it splatters the creature or a single 1 foot. Range attack. Well, looks like nothing happens.
Okay. All right. Clink. What did you throw?
Oil.
Oh, okay. So you moved and you threw your oil and that's it, huh?
Yeah, draw, use, move. Mm,
you had to draw it. Terrence, the wizard.
Oh, that's Wizzo the wizard. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well, but last time I had up, you weren't, you know, you weren't paying attention, so I had to say all the names.
True.
Give me a fortitude save.
Okay.
As soon as you pass that, we're mahogany standing.
Well, I'm going to do my full move before I do it then. There you go. Fortitude! Roll! I said roll! Did it roll? Ooh,
you did.
All right, 13.
You were sickened.
Okay, I don't care.
there you go.
Well, it is a minus one to your DCs.
Yeah, that's fine. You need me to factor that in myself, or you're just going to throw it on me?
I just realized I could probably just throw it on you.
Yeah, you can also right-click your character and then click it from the little status effect menu there.
Boom. Oh. I gave it to him.
All right, go.
I like doing the drag and drop because it pops up over your character. It's sickened.
How do you target a guy again?
It's in the initiative.
Okay.
No.
I cast a spell, but I missed.
Okay.
There you go. I'm done.
Kevin.
I have the same basic idea that Wizzo does. Through. Roll. Fortitude.
Everybody's bombing hard.
I get sickened.
Sickened.
I roll like Matt thinks you're affecting the group, Matt.
Sorry about that.
And then I'm gonna go for...
I mean, where did you move to?
Oh, it didn't move. Tried to move right there.
You're going to have to move one more up or to the right or something.
Yeah, that's how I tried to. Why?
There you go.
There. And then I will try to recall knowledge on these things.
Okay.
See if I can.
They're humanoid, so it's going to be
looking for the thing to. Which is the roll.
It's a society check or a lore check. I doubt you have lower underground reptiles.
Well, I was going hoping nature would.
This is a society check.
Guess that makes sense.
Society.
No, it doesn't.
Can you do that one untrained?
The skill used to identify a creature usually depends on that creature's trait, as shown on table 10-7, but you have leeway on which skills apply. I mean, I think I'd be fine with you using nature until I get a better handle on the separating Pathfinder 1 and 2 skills out of my head.
Well, I think our friend that comments good stuff on our YouTube channel said that most of the knowledge checks, whatever, you can roll untrained.
Mm-hmm. Cooperative waffles.
I like him. Her. Them.
Them.
All right. Well, I got a 12 using nature.
It's a big scaly lizard thing.
Kill it.
Gotcha. And I will raise my shield because I can't cast this spell with action economy left.
Okay.
That'll be my turn.
The other one that was sitting down will stand. This one drawing a javelin.
Not a javelin.
And he's going to throw the javelin at the guy who threw the glass at him and missed.
You won't do it.
All right.
Not it.
Does a 13 hit?
It does not.
And the javelin goes right past your face.
Now I have a javelin.
Miss Monk.
Get him.
I
just want to fly. What you want?
No. Please don't.
See, he gets negative ones.
Yeah, he gets it for 20 rounds. It was sugar ready. Get the fuck out of here.
So I can.
You get it now, right too, because you know who it was.
I'm 40. I had to listen to the radio.
What's a radio?
Fortitude save, Mahogany?
It's like an iPod.
Let me finish
different.
My movement.
Yeah.
It's. Okay. Fortitudinous. Saverous. Woohoo!
Dang.
I thought you were part of the team.
Natural
20. Doing us on the sickened side.
Natural 20.
Yeah.
So, you're not sickened.
Cool. So, as I move up and I see these guys, I'm going to draw this bottled lightning that I have. I can find it. Yeah. And then I thought it would give me options. But it didn't. Apologies. Now I'm trying to figure out what my ranged attack stuff is. Oh, there it is. Right there. Okay, cool. Yeah, and I'm going to target the one in the middle.
Okay.
Which one is that? This guy, I believe. And attack.
AC 16.
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. So, you did hit with a 19. Now you know it's AC. My bad.
Yeah. So I hit that one. So that one is going to take.
Ka-chow! Oh,
it's not your turn. Don't be manipulating your crossbow.
I never had a crossbow out. That's from earlier.
So I'm pretty sure that the top one. The one that I targeted is off guard until the start of my next turn, and it takes 2 damage, and then the other 2 take 1 splash damage.
And they're not off guard.
No.
Right, just the one you hit.
The only one, okay. Yeah.
So he's off guard. And
off guard.
And he takes 2 damage. Uh-huh. And this one takes the splash damage. Or wait, do I get a reflex?
I didn't see anything about a reflex save. Let me double check.
I'm only asking because it's got the half damage option. You might, I don't think so. I mean, even the half of 1 would still be minimum 1.
Yeah, so you just take it and you be quiet about it.
So yeah, they took their damage.
All right, so that was my 3 actions. Bing, bang, bam. All
right. Then, ba-bum. The next Zul'gath warrior stands, grabbing a javelin, and in this time he'll throw at the monk who just splashed him with electricity. 10 will not hit, though. Pretty sure, monk?
Nope. Sure done.
That is round 2. The other Zul'gath warrior. He's going to move to here. And he's going to attack. He's going to attack you with the club that he drew his club. So he'll attack you with the club.
I cast club.
I mean the monk. Oh. Think that'll hit you?
Yes, that's a hit.
You'll take the 7 damage.
All right.
And then he'll has 1 action left, so he's going to claw at you. Yeah, claw. So he comes with the club, then the claw.
And then the claw.
That's a hit.
And he's agile.
The claw's agile. Ooh.
Ooh.
So yeah, the warrior makes comes up and he's really fucking going to town on the monk there. It is Matsko.
All right. So since the one creature up there that's off balance, it's in my line of sight. Would I have seen that it's like looking differently, or I mean, would you call that out, or is there a way I can know it's off balance?
Yeah, I probably would have said that. If I knew that that was a thing, don't you think?
I mean, your quick eye would show that it's trying to put the electricity. Did you throw a lightning vial at it?
It's distracted. So right? I can see that.
It's distracted. Yeah, you can see.
Okay. Well, I may go that route. I want to see. I don't know. I can't tell. So I'm going to move up. I can't tell if there's anything behind. There's a space behind the creature. How do I turn this stupid measuring thing off?
You gotta click the little box in the top left hand corner.
So there's select 5 tokens. All right, so there's no way to flank that one lizard. So that's 5. So I have to move to a threatened square.
But not everything.
They have attacks of opportunity or not.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
Can't get the move. There. Take it if you got it.
And then he rolls nothing because he didn't have it.
Okay. And then I'll move.
Or are you saving it for somebody else?
I doubt it. Okay, so I move there.
Okay.
And So that's one action, and then I'll use out attack with my short sword, because that's the one that's got the plus one. So I have to figure out how to do that again. There we go. So then I'm gonna strike. Sickened is on. And how'd that do?
Ooh, that's a crit, I believe.
Yeah, no, that's it could be a crit. It's you got a 24. That is not enough to crit the creature, but that is a hit.
Is a hit. Okay.
That was a hit. So.
And then where is my sneak attack damage to add? Oh. Cause why doesn't it have the option for the sneak attack damage? Maybe I have to do that. Oh, I have to do it separately. There it is. So turn that on. And now, so 10 damage.
10 damage.
How's he looking? Is he still up?
He's still up.
All right. Well, I'll take my second attack.
Oh, sorry. That was a crit because his AC is down because he's off target.
Oh, cool. So... Yeah. What so, do I do with that?
I'm just going to take the damage again because it would have been double damage, right?
Sure.
Unless it has the deadly D8.
Either way, you killed it.
Did. Nice.
So attack that other one.
Yeah, I'm going to attack the other one right beside me. See if I can go for broke here. And then I still use the damage penalty, right?
Mm-hmm. The multiple
that.
Attack.
Yeah.
I thought there was somewhere on here where it lets you do that automatically. It's minus -4, right?
Yeah.
Well, when you look at your weapon, it'll have next to it, underneath it. Right?
Yeah, like the little blue boxes. It'll be like strike plus whatever.
Oh, I see it. It says map. That's what was throwing me off.
Map. Multiple attack penalty.
Oh, yeah. It's great. It's a great acronym. So I'm guessing that hits.
Yeah, that 6 was a critical miss. Introducing tonight the crit cards. Just the fumbles.
Oh, my God.
I haven't gotten those.
Thank God. So, yeah. So what happens? Nothing?
Nothing. All until right, we introduce the cards, a critical fail... there'll be a description underneath your action, like a lot of spells and special abilities have. If you crit fail, this is what happens.
Okay.
For normal sword melee attacks, critting is double damage. Crit fails nothing unless we introduce the crit cards, the crit fumble deck, which yeah, might as well. I like it. Do y'all like it? The idea, maybe.
I like it better if you fumble and we start it then.
Yeah, I mean, it'll apply to everybody.
I think it would be more appropriate for the upcoming campaign, which is horror themed. So,
Yeah.
Anyway,
I'm good right now. That's the end of my turn.
That's the end of your turn, Chef Frog.
Hey, guess what I'm gonna do? Strike. I'm gonna bite him.
Okay,
that's a miss.
That is a miss.
I'm gonna try to bite him again. Hey, that's a miss again. Hey, and I'm gonna try
same
it.
Same number.
Third time in a row.
His AC. Oh, he's not off guard, so that's a miss.
All right, that's my turn.
New actor 36.
Let's see. Well, I'm going to try and move up a little bit. Let's see. There we go. And
move up next time so we can flank him.
I'm not getting base to base of this shithead. Are you crazy?
Not you. Also, my noob.
I'm going to try and attack again with a spell. And I get the same fucking result. All right, go ahead. Whoever's next.
You got one more action, don't you? No, spells are two actions.
It's a two action spell.
Oops, hold on. Dang it.
Please don't swear on this show. Please say dang it.
Oh, dang it. I found where it's on your character sheet under the token configuration where it said new actor 36, and I updated it to Wizzo, but it didn't change anything on the thing yet, so. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So you went, you showed a spell, you missed. It's Kevin's turn.
All right. I am gonna try and retch for one action to get rid of the sickness.
And not do it.
It is a sickness. They eat the poo-poo.
Yeah. We just got a power. We just got to power through this.
just ignore it, Kevin. Keep firing spells.
I electric arc the two things. They each need a basic reflex save.
I was about to say I thought they had to be next to each other, but they don't. They just both have to be within 30.
It says it shoots from one to the other. It's two targets. And yeah.
Okie dokie. Let's see here. He got it.
She's special.
Is it half on save?
No, it's all or none. Just a basic cantrip level spell.
Critical success.
Jesus.
It kicks the lightning back at you. You take 8 damage.
Boundary is not our friend tonight.
Why does he take more damage than he sent?
It's just because I'm making it up as we go along.
Yay.
Next would be the dead warrior, but now it's the monk's go.
All right.
Glad he didn't come back to life.
I knew he'd be back.
I'm going to flurry of blows. Oh. The one in front of me.
Blows.
Your blows be a flurrying.
Boo.
Boo, indeed.
But it's not a... It's a whatever. And then the next one... Almost awful. As bad. All right. And then I'm going to draw and drink a potion. And that's the end of my turn.
Oh.
Also, if you're in the encounters tab where it has the initiative... If you click target, when you hit the attack button, it automatically attacks them. That was a neat feature.
All right. Did you drink your potion?
Yep.
You sure did.
All right, because this guy's on top of you, and he's probably going to continue to attack. Yeah.
The other guy's turn first, though.
No, it's not. Right?
Now number 9, isn't that the one by Matt?
The one by... Oh, that is... Okay, that's right. It's the one by Matt. I was... yep. Yeah, so he's going to attack the... he's going to attack Matt.
Why? What did I do?
You're there. He did not draw his club yet because he's won it through a javelin, so I think he's going to go for a bite.
Go ahead, try me.
13 you misses. Missed. A claw.
Go ahead, loser.
Another miss. And then
pearls in here.
Why not? Damn. Oh! So close. Thinking about getting them dice out now?
No. I mean, I like rolling dice, but I played 40K on Monday, so I got all the dice rolling out of my system. 6 hours of 40K.
Yeah. That's a lot of math.
Yeah, we did a three-way battle. It was me, Josh, and Max. I was playing Tyranids. Max was playing Eldar. Josh was playing the Astra Militarium, which is basically the Imperial Guard. So it was a lot of tanks versus a lot of bugs versus a lot of elves on jet bikes. I showed up at like 1:30, and at midnight we were, or not midnight, at 10, we were at round three, and I was like, all right, y'all win, because they were winning, but also because I was tired and ready to go home.
That's a long game.
Hardcore. But we had a lot of fun. We ate a lot of food, and we got the whole board set up, and then we could take a break. I don't think we started till almost 4. But anyway, I got a lot of dice were rolled. So against Mahogany here with this next guy, he's got his club. Oh, what's a hit? Six damage. You still up? Yeah, you're barely. Still up. Barely. All right. I'm going in with the claw. Another hit. Seven damage.
And I'm down.
Oh. Mm-mm-mm. And then a bite on the goblin. No. Critical miss. So because you go to zero, you actually move an initiative to just before it would go again. And it is Matt's go.
All right. Hearing the commotion behind me and looking back and seeing her drop, I'm going to step to this guy. And even though I won't be flanking, hopefully the goblin will have enough sense to step up next time, and then we'll be flanking. But so I'll step carefully, and I'm going to try to feint. As soon as I remember how to do that on here. I know it's under one of my actions here. I was like, I'm just gonna. Faint. So I attempt a deception check against the target's perception DC.
So I think if you target him and then roll your feint, it'll let us know in Foundry whether or not you succeed.
Okay, and I just click on him. How do I target him?
On the initiative tab, there's a little target icon next to his name, so you can pick him as your target. So make sure to turn it on and off when you change targets.
Okay, so I target that, and then I do a little feint. Let's see how it goes.
I thought that gave me something to read.
Oh. Wizzo the Wizard leveled his persistent fire damage.
I did not mean
the heck. This thing. That's why do I have a zero to charisma? That doesn't seem right.
Because you're sickened, maybe.
Maybe that's affecting it somehow. I don't know, but that's what it says. I have.
Whoops! Hold on.
No, it's just this rogue is built stupidly.
Sorry, you've got sickened 4 for some reason. Oh, there it is.
Oh, God.
I was trying to double click it to see if it would bring up more information, and it just kept adding more modifiers to it.
All right, well, we'll try. I failed.
You did.
So that's my second action. And then for my third action, I'm just going to do a regular attack, which is what I should have done anyway. I think I've still got him targeted, which is kind of neat. It will be at the full normal bonus because that's really the first attack. So
and you miss.
All right.
Well, so you came up with and nothing happened.
Nothing happened. Then I swung my knife at it. And nothing happened. So yeah, we suck tonight at rolling.
Chef Rogue.
Move up. I bite him. He's off balance. Critical hit.
No shit.
Did your bite attack do anything on critical? Size double?
Did you give him off target?
He's flanked now.
I know, but it looks like it automatically, because of where you guys are standing when you targeted him, it changed his AC for this attack, so that does become a critical.
It might have, and yeah, my bite does. He gives him plus it gives him bleed. But I think this will kill him.
So 10
plus 1 bleed. You double that?
Did you hit the critical damage, or did you just hit regular damage?
I hit critical and then I hit the button.
Yeah, it says 2 times 1d8 times plus 3.
Plus 3. So minimum damage, right? No. Almost minimum damage.
Yeah, you rolled a 2.
Yeah.
So yeah, he'll take the damage.
Did he die?
No.
I attack again.
That'll hit.
All right.
Is he dead now?
No.
Well, that's my turn. Move, hit.
Wizzo, new actor 36.
So that same guy's still up?
Yeah.
Fine, I will try once more with the phase bolts.
Kill him. Hurry, if I get flanked.
Oh, finally.
Yeah, that'll hit.
All right.
And roll. 8 damage.
And I believe that's a dead.
Yes.
That's a dead Zuloth warrior.
Good.
Kevin.
I have a move still.
Oh, sorry.
I'm going to move over here. I can't wait. All right.
You had to go around, up and around. There's like a pillar or something there.
There you go. Okay.
They get a text of opportunity when they're dead.
Those guys are dead?
The guy you want.
One of them's not.
One of them's alive, yeah. There's one left.
All right. Okay.
And it's Kevin's... sorry, are you done? Oh, yeah, you cast and moved. So, yeah, Kevin's go.
All right. I'm gonna try this one more time.
Gonna celebrate.
You're still sick.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get rid of.
Sorry, guys.
I was saying you're still sick because you rolled the fail on a fortitude save.
Yeah, see, it still hasn't popped up on my current thing. That's all right. I'm going to try the...
It's a minus one, man.
It's a third action, and I'm going to cast Electric Arc with my 2 actions. Why is my crap lagging so badly?
Jesus?
All right. There. Roll the save.
Okay.
Damn it.
Succeeded.
Yep. All right. That's my turn.
All right. It's now its go.
Far down there is he?
Not far. It's just barely an indentation.
Okay. Oh, so, I thought that was a higher cliff. I was standing on the edge of.
No. He walks right up to you and he's going to attack you.
No!
Not the wizard.
Not I, Wizzo, the wizard.
Shut up, new actor 36.
I have a name.
Da, 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 da. That's right. He was. He also threw, so he's going to start with the jaws. He's going to crit with the jaws.
Oh, my God.
Critted the wizard.
What does that do?
20 damage.
Goodbye, wizard.
Oh. Holy crap.
I am dying.
That's max damage.
Does that put me at low-level creatures sure beat the shit out of us.
Does that put me at dying, too?
No. Oh, it does, because it was a critical that took you down.
All right.
You move an initiative to there.
Hey, everything went black. What the fuck?
Yeah. You're dead.
This is bullshit. I hate it.
So that was a move and an attack.
Now he's going to eat my face.
Yeah, you could. You could kill him right here.
Well, he could do an attack and put me down by to dying four and then do another attack and put me down.
Dying four is dead.
If he crits again, you will die.
Yeah. But, not gonna do that.
I have five pips for dying. Is that not normal?
I thought it was four.
There's four pips on here, unless you took that one feat that allows you to, like, die harder.
I think so.
Die harder.
You die harder.
I also have more hit points than the standard person.
Thank you.
Oh, so if I... If I crit it, if I just hit you, you'll go down one more. If I crit you, you'll go down two more. But you still won't be dead until your turn comes around and you fail a flat check of 14.
Oh.
Because unless nobody heals you. But, yeah, I think it's going to use its last action to draw its club because it didn't have that drawn yet.
Jeez.
And we'll go to the monk. Need a flat check.
I'm glad I'm dead. These guys smell terrible. Dying, blinded, prone, unconscious. Oh, and off guard. God, this is the worst.
At least you're unconscious, so you don't know it's the worst.
Did you do your flat check, Mahogany? Can't hear you.
Yay!
Wham, wham, wazzle.
Hey, so your recovery check succeeded by plus +3. You reduce your dying value by 1. So you were at... That puts you at wounded 1 and unconscious.
So they need to be healed to be back to conscious, right?
I don't know. I'm just doing what you say.
I think she's at 0 hit points. That's how it works.
I mean, wait, should I be tracking the negative hit points I have or no?
No.
There are no more negative hit points.
I forgot I could just look at your character, but I was asking if it Foundry put you at 0 with wounded 1.
Foundry, I was already at 0. Like, when I was dying, it was like that.
Now your wounded went
and
away.
And then I took it off, it didn't do anything, so I hit the button because I thought that's what I was supposed to do.
I had to put mine in manually, too. I had to take my hit points away and add the dying pips.
Okay, that's what I was asking.
So, am I wounded?
Yeah, because you should be wounded 1, right?
Yeah, because you were knocked unconscious.
Okay.
Cool. That's so what I did,
you had to be healed. Heal to maximum and rest for 10 minutes, and then that'll go away.
Okay. I was checking if Foundry did that, because I like that when they were flanking that guy, they automatically put him in off target. I didn't know if when you succeeded your recovery check, if Foundry automatically put you where you were supposed to be on with wounded and tracking all that stuff.
No, I think you have to hit those manually. Wounded, dying, and hero points.
Okay. Matt.
All right, I'll call out as I'm going. We've got to take this guy out quick. So I'm gonna move to. If I move to there, I've got 35 movements. I can move around without going through his threat square. But
right.
Would the goblin be able to stand over the wizard and flank?
I think so, because he's unconscious.
Wizzo is extremely fat, so he would actually have a height advantage if he got on top of me, so.
But then Wizzo would take extra damage from the weight of the goblin standing on him, and he would die permanently.
It's like 2 pounds for a goblin, right? They don't weigh anything.
The head's 15 pounds. It's basically a shorter Kevin. Let's,
All right. Anyway, so I'll move there. I'm going to try to... This thing... That's one thing I know I'll be doing on my other rogue will be making sure I have a good charisma, because you pretty much... About the only effective way it seems to get off balance is flanking or this...
Bluffing or whatever.
Bluffing, yeah, because the hide thing is just... there's not as many... ways to do that is that they seem to indicate. So I'm gonna try to I gotta target this guy again, target this new guy. Target, there we go. And then I can come on, get a good roll. Need a good roll. My friends are depending on me. My big plus two.
It really sucks that we can't get on the road.
I made it.
Oh, that was the deception. That was to make him flat-footed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's off guard against the next melee attack against it before the end of your current turn. So I do that, and now I will...
Give him a little jiggery
with my short sword.
Stab. Stab! Kill!
All right, so that's there's that with
the... Avenge me!
12 damage. That's my go.
All right, he is still standing. Chef Frog.
You call that avenging me?
I did 12 damage with... out of 16 possible, I'll take it.
Noob's so descriptive with it. Noob's, your turns are too fast. Oh,
sorry. I'm talking over here in my muted mic. I move. I bite. I damage. I damage.
You kill.
Yeah.
Yay.
I bite his neck out.
It's hard to be tickled by that noise.
Are they the source of the stank? Do they taste good too?
Oh no, they're awful. You're sickened to hate. Kevin,
actually, I have Iron Gut guy. Oh no, I don't have that one yet. I think sharpener.
We're still in initiative because one person is still dying.
Stabilize. Wizzo the Wizard.
Huzzah!
Is it? Do you have to roll anything?
I'm trying to cast it now. Lagging so bad.
You casted it twice. Oh, it's a cantrip. Life energy shuts death door. The target loses the dying condition, though it remains unconscious at 0 hit points. Okay.
There you go.
I was making sure it didn't like give you like a flat check or something. So we will end the encounter now that everybody is stabilized.
And
I get a wounded, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna try to do a heal check then.
And before you guys get into that, we'll shut off the recording so you guys can do all your healing and stuff like that. There are no more enemies in the room. The stench is horrible, but there are two paths that you can go. One of them is further into the adventure that's been planned. The other one goes off into a void of darkness. Did they say? Try to entice the players not to go that way, but if they insist going that way, tell them they walk for hours and nothing happens until they turn around and go back.
That's awful. Why even give you that option?
Yeah, why?
We do that.
We roleplay every second of it. Every second.
I'll read what they wrote. It's not as whatever, but Two passages lead out of the room other than the way the heroes came in. One leads off the map, heading steadily down, deep into the earth. The tunnel leads into the Darklands, a vast subterranean realm deep underground filled with all sorts of deadly creatures and sinister monsters. This is
That's all you had to say. I don't want
the Zolglafs come from, but it's beyond the scope of this adventure. If the heroes travel down this way, tell them that after an hour of travel, they see no sign of the creatures that broke into the fishery and should probably turn back before getting hopelessly lost. The Darklands are for more experienced adventurers, and the player should explore the surface more before delving into these lightless realms. So the Darklands do exist in Pathfinder 2. Though what was it called before? Was it the Darklands?
Underdark.
It was just the Underdark, yeah.
It's Underdark in D&D. It's always been called the Darklands in like Pathfinder actual books.
Oh, that's right. Anyhow, we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.